I am retired Pastor David Schoenbeck from the Twin Cities. We'll begin our devotion this morning in the name of our crucified and risen Savior, Lord Jesus, who is also the Lord of all the seasons of our lives. As one ages and moves into retirement, you are asked questions that you were never asked before in your life. One of those is, what's on your bucket list? What are some things that you would still like to experience or accomplish during your remaining days? And some of the suggestions that were offered me by well-meaning family and friends included things like a visit to the ancestry homeland in Germany, some cruise, which I've never been on, or some sports experience that I would enjoy. No thanks, I kindly reply, for a number of reasons, not the least of which is when you reach my age, public enemy number one becomes hassle. So I'm content with a relatively quiet and peaceful life. But that question got me thinking about something. Did I ever have a bucket list? And if so, what was it? And I soon realized that ever since I was baptized and raised and instructed in the Christian faith, God presented me with His bucket list for my life. And I believe that can be simply summarized in the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans 14:8. Whether we live to the Lord. Whether we die to the Lord. Whether therefore we live or die, we are the Lord's. And isn't that what really, really, really matters in our lives? That we are the Lord's, that we belong to the Lord? That's what really matters in our earthly lives. That's what really matters in eternity. That's what really matters if I'm your age or if I'm my age. It's what really matters. And I'd like you to maybe remember four prepositions this morning that I'd like to share with you. The prepositions without, in, for, and with. Now put each of those prepositions in front of the word Christ, and you have a wonderful biblical description of our lives. Without Christ, in Christ, for Christ, and with Christ. All of us came into this world without Christ. And yet by God's grace and through faith alone and the work of the Holy Spirit, we are now in Christ. These are all biblical expressions. In Christ, we are connected to Christ and all that He has done for us, all of His redemptive blessings for time and for eternity. And if we are in Christ, we are also for Christ in everything we say and think and do. And we continue that until the day that we are with Christ in the paradise of God, with Him forevermore. This is the Apostle Paul's story. It's my story. And by God's grace, it's your story. And in response to the love of Christ, the only response that we could possibly give is to seek ways to love and serve Christ all the days of our lives. So pastors are pretty normal people. They went through pretty normal childhoods. When I was in elementary school, I thought about being a truck driver. When I hit the high school years, I became infatuated with sports, especially basketball. And I remember also thinking about teaching my favorite subject, which was history. But my thoughts eventually turned toward the calling that my father and my grandfather had, and that was the pastoral ministry. But when I thought about that, I had some personal concerns. I had a social shyness, fear of public speaking, an awareness of getting in depth into the biblical languages. And yet over time, the Holy Spirit worked upon my heart, and I would say it was primarily ILC-fueled. It led to this growing desire to serve the Lord in the public ministry. And I can still remember a couple of times in my early college years when my prayer was essentially this: Lord, you've been so good to me. Show me how I can best return your love and serve you according to your will. 60 years later, I give thanks to God in heaven for his blessings upon my life and for the bucket list that he provided me during those years and throughout my life. In spite of my own sins, my own shortcomings, my own struggles, which I had when I was your age, and I had throughout my life in ministry and still have now, in spite of that, the bottom line is God's abundant grace and mercy toward me on a daily basis. It has been poured out upon me in such abundance, and you as well, that we can say with the psalmist, my cup runs over. My blessing bucket so overflows that there remains only one yet unfulfilled bucket blessing, and that is to die unto the Lord, to inherit the eternal life that he has promised me, the very purpose, the very reason for which he created me and you, and for which he redeemed us. So some of you, many of you, are very young, and I dare say that God has provided you also with that same bucket list. God views each one of you as one of his special and unique creations. He has granted each one of you special gifts and talents. Every one of you has your own set of dreams, plans, hopes for your life. But I pray that in the midst of that all, your bucket list is the same as the Apostle Paul's. Whether we live to the Lord. Whether we die to the Lord. Whether therefore we live or die, we are the Lord's. And may the Lord continue to use his living and powerful word and gospel, which is at work throughout the day here at ILC. May he use that to fill and renew your grace and blessing bucket. For as your Savior has said to each one of you, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We will close now with hymn 689 from the LSB, which we also use as our closing prayer. Hymn 689.